Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The in-season tournament is finished and we are returning to fantasy basketball normalcy, and we are going to preview a very big week 8 in the NBA schedule. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life! AD Bonzibar!
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we are previewing the week 8 in the fantasy basketball landscape, which is a very, very busy week after a week where every team only played 2 games. This week, the majority of teams will be playing 4 games, and we will be getting stuck into that in a second. But if you haven't already, make sure if you do enjoy the podcast that we drop here every single week, trying to get to 3 a week and over on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button on YouTube, subscribe to the podcast, 5-star ratings over there, and make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel as well so you don't miss out on anything. We can keep pumping out these videos for you guys to enjoy, but like we said, we're going to get stuck into the week 8 preview for you guys to win your week 8 matchup in fantasy basketball hoops. Let's start by looking at the week in general. It is a week that is pretty even when it comes to the games breakdown on any given day, outside of the first game of the week on the Monday where we've got 13 NBA games on. So lots happening to kickstart the week. Obviously, there were no games on the Sunday just gone or just passed. So every team is fresh, ready to go. No one's coming off a back-to-back or anything like that. So we've got 13 games. Then we've got a lower volume Tuesday with 5 games played on that day. Wednesday, we've got 9. Thursday 7, Friday 8, all great middle volume kind of days, excellent. Saturday we've got the 10, which some of you might have a full roster spot, some of you might not. It's a bit of an awkward one. And then the Sunday 5 games as well. So pretty much streaming is back this week. We are back into business when it comes to adding players. We're back into business of, you know, being careful of maximizing our 4 games acquisition limit. And going into the week looking for value on those lower volume days, which there are a lot of opportunities for us to do so this week. So let's get started. We'll talk about weekly leagues first, however. Now, like I said before, the majority of teams this week play a 4-game week. It's the busiest schedule I can remember, just in terms of total games played in the NBA for a long time. Obviously, we're making up for a little bit of lost time, a little bit of a down week in terms of games played last week with only 2 games for every team. So every team outside of 6 teams play 4 games this week. There are no teams that play 2 games this week. 24 teams play 4 and 6 games. 6 teams play 3. And those 6 teams are the Lakers, the Grizzlies, the Timberwolves, the Thunder, Orlando Magic, and the Toronto Raptors. So those 6 teams play 3 games this week. When it comes to head-to-head leagues, the difference between 3 and 4 games is not as big as the difference between 2 and 3 because it's by percentage not as big of a change. However, because of the vast majority of teams playing 4 games this week, those teams that are playing 3 do have a slight disadvantage. So your back end guys on the Grizzlies, let's talk about, I mean, there's not too many guys. Like, you're definitely not playing Santi Aldama in a thing like that. For the Timberwolves, you are probably benching Nikhil Alexander-Walker, your Kyle Andersons, your Naz Reeds. All those guys won't be usable for the Thunder. You are benching probably Josh Giddey in a situation like that. For the Orlando Magic, you're probably not playing either of those center guys in Mo Wagner or Goga Badatse, despite Goga having a big game last one. You're probably still starting someone like Cole Anthony whilst there are some injuries going along. But I think I draw the line at the centers there. And for the Raptors, you're still starting your Scotty Barnes and Pascal Siakams, but you might consider benching someone like a Dennis Schroeder depending on your other options. He's right on the borderline, I think. I think you still start Jakob Poeltl in that situation, assuming you are punting free throw percentage. But I do think, obviously, you're benching Gary Trent Jr. I think you're still starting OG Anunoby as well. So a couple of those back-end guys, a little bit on the line for the Raptors. I think we skipped the Lakers, sorry. The Lakers, you're starting AD, you're starting LeBron James, you're probably starting D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves. Outside of those four, I don't think I'd start anyone else. So some of those other guys, like Cam Reddish, for example, I don't think that I'd be putting them out there in my weekly changes lineups for week 8 with the 3 games versus 24 other teams with 4.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So let's talk about back-to-backs. With a lot of teams playing multiple games this week, there are a lot of back-to-backs this week that we need to be aware of. And not only aware of maximizing for games played, but also for players that might be resting on certain days as well. So we'll start by looking at the Monday-Tuesday. Now, Monday and Tuesday is more for the players that might be missing time, not for the players that we add for two games. Because remember, on the Monday, we've got 13 games played. So when I'm looking at these back-to-backs, I'm not necessarily looking at them in an attempt to sort of stream someone in, but if we look at teams like the Bulls, the Cavs, the Mavs, the Nuggets, the Clippers, and the Kings, a couple of these ones stand out to me. Namely, the Clippers stand out to me. What do they do with Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden? Do any one of those players rest on one of those days? Now, because they've had a bit of time off, you would assume they'd play the first game of the back-to-back and miss the second one. I do just want to check if either of them are they nationally televised games. That should be something we look at because of the new rules put in place for the Clippers. Let's have a look. So the Clippers, no, the first game of the Monday is a League Pass game. And then the next game is also League Pass. The Suns and Warriors have the ESPN game there. Okay, so that shouldn't affect us too much. So you might even see them rest some on the first game and some on the next game, but something to keep in mind. So far, they've played a lot of the games, but I do think some rests are coming down the line for the Clippers. So keep an eye on that one. Russell Westbrook might be someone that stands to benefit, especially in points leagues. You might look to grab him and add him in. For the other teams, No one that really jumps out at me. The Nuggets, maybe we're looking at Aaron Gordon and see if they're going to manage his heel injury, which kept him out a few games in the previous week. He has played the last couple, but played poorly. So I don't know if that's still bothering him. He might be someone that potentially looks to rest. Jamal Murray coming off the back of the hamstring and ankle injuries. Maybe you look at him, which might boost the short-term value of a Reggie Jackson. But nothing really too exciting there. The Cavs, we've already got the news that Evan Mobley's going to be out for the first game. Maybe he's just getting that game off in the front end of a back-to-back. We will see. No one really benefits there. Chicago Bulls, we've already know that. Zach LaVine is out, but the ever injury risk Alex Caruso, I'd be very surprised if he was able to play both games at a full allotment of minutes. I think at least one of those games he should be out or reduced minutes load. But who knows with their medical staff, I'm not really too sure. So no one really streaming there, but just keeping an eye on a few guys that might be missing some time. The next back-to-back, the Tuesday-Wednesday, there's only the two teams, the Lakers play and the Suns. Now, after going deep into the in-season tournament, winning the damn thing, do we see that the Lakers use this as an opportunity to rest a LeBron or an Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis went nuts in that last game. LeBron also played big minutes leading up to it. So he, I mean, they have been questionable, probable, anything leading into every single game. So it's going to be one of those really annoying ones that I don't know if we're going to know right until the day. But I actually think that in all likelihood, I think LeBron sits one of these games. I do think that he is someone that I, again, let me double check if they've got any games on national TV. So they do have a national televised game on the Lakers game versus the Mavericks. And on the Wednesday, they also... Okay, so both games are being televised, which, you know, kind of sucks. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle it. And I think this might be a good test for the new rules for the NBA and to see if, you know, they are able to get around it because of an injury. But I mean, he's been questionable for every single game with some kind of injury, the foot injury, the back, or whatever it is. So they've kind of put the groundwork in to be able to do this kind of a thing. But I think if it wasn't for those games both being a nationally televised game, I would put money on the fact that he would rest one of them. It gives me a little bit of pause because they're both nationally televised games. And again, I'm always a little bit... I don't know 100%. I'm living here in Australia. They are on the ESPN broadcast in Australia here. So that normally means to me that they're nationally televised, but sometimes it's not always 100% accurate. So again, just double check that if you're an American audience. And let me know down in the comments, is that one nationally televised over in the States? Because in Australia, it is being broadcast outside of League Pass, scheduling and things like that. The Suns is another team. Bradley Beal is looking to target Tuesday. If he plays Tuesday, I don't think he should be playing Wednesday, and I doubt he will play the second game of the back-to-back. Kevin Durant has also missed a few games, so maybe he doesn't play Tuesday, then plays and plans to play Wednesday. A few different things going on there, so if you do have someone like an Eric Gordon or a Grayson Allen that you've been streaming for a little while, I'd probably hold at least through this back-to-back and then assess your options after that. But a couple of options to rest on that Tuesday-Wednesday. So again, it might lead into some more streaming options if that does come to fruition for those games. So keep an eye on those. The next set of back-to-backs we're looking at are the Wednesday and Thursday. A little bit more towards streaming now. Wednesday, Thursday, we've got the Nets, the Heat, the Jazz. So at the Nets, we're looking at players like a De'Aaron Sharp, Dorian Finney-Smith, a few players of that description. For the Heat, we are streaming in still Orlando Robinson. We know that Bam is going to be missing the Monday, but will he be back for the Wednesday, Thursday? Yet to be seen. I think he will be back for at least one of those games, but maybe it's not a full allotment of minutes, and I think he's at least earned some good backup minutes. So streaming him, even in a reduced role, might not be the worst. In 19 minutes, he still put up a decent line last game, so he is not the worst stream in that situation as well. You've got your Kyle Lowry's. You've got Duncan Robinson, if he's available for whatever reason in maybe a shallower league, for example. Hami Hakez is someone you might have to have a look at when it comes to streaming. There's a few options on that Heat team all over the place. Kevin Love, who also played really good last game. So a couple options there. And the Utah Jazz, you've got Keontae George, who might be available and can be a great assist streamer. Walker Kessler, I think, popped up in an injury report recently. So Omer Yurtseven, who didn't play last game, weirdly enough, went from starting to not playing. He might have a sudden rise. You also need to stay on top of a Taylor Hendricks, the rookie that they drafted, who has impressed when given the opportunity, and there are a few options or a few players ahead of him that are out at the moment, which might open up some opportunities. So he is someone that you might look at streaming for the Jazz on that Wednesday-Thursday back-to-back. On the Thursday-Friday back-to-back, we have the Boston Celtics, just the one team. So we are looking at Al Horford's, we are looking at Sam Hauser's. Will Al Horford sit one of those games is another question we also need to ask ourselves. So just be aware on top of that. If you are thinking of streaming him in, he might actually sit one of these games after playing a fair bit recently, and especially with Kristaps Porzingis out. He was playing a higher level of minutes, so I do expect that more than likely he rests one of those games. Again, we'll check the national TV schedule to see if we can predict which one it will be. So they do play Cleveland on ESPN on the Thursday, and then the Orlando Magic on League Pass. So my bet would be that he obviously plays Thursday, rests on the second night of the back-to-back on the Friday. That would be my anticipation and guess on that one. I don't think it really frees up too many streamers. I don't know if we really want to be messing around with, Namus Cater or Luke Cornett or anything like that. I think, you know, you're looking at Sam Hauser, but outside of that, that Thursday-Friday back-to-back is not the most friendly for us when it comes to streaming. Friday-Saturday, we've got a few other options. Now, remember, Saturday is the option where we've got 10 games on the slate, so this one might not be useful for you, but some of you will find this useful. So on the Friday-Saturday, we've got the Hawks, the Hornets, the Pistons, the Pacers, the Knicks, and the 76ers. So the Hawks, we're still looking at Sadiq Bey, although I think he's come up questionable with an injury recently, so monitor his status over the week. DeAndre Hunter was the one that was questionable. Sadiq Bey has been available at least up until this point. You've got Onyeka Okongwu for points leagues. I still think he's a must roster for 12-team category leagues. Maybe not 10 teams, but a stream in 10 teams if you're looking for rebounds, blocks, and field goal percentage. For the Hornets, there's not too much options. I mean, you're looking at Nick Richards again. Nah, Mark Williams has been ruled out for Monday, so he's an excellent stream. We'll talk about the category streams later, but he's an excellent stream and could even be playable in a 13-game day because, although I think Mark Williams, is doubtful, not out, but more trending towards being out. And if Mark Williams was still iffy by then, that would be an excellent stream for him for the Hornets. The Pistons, who freaking knows? Asar Thompson, if he's dropped, could be a good stream. You could stream in players like Killian Hayes, Isaiah Stewart, or anyone else that they're throwing out on the court at that time. The Indiana Pacers, Obi Toppin is a guy that probably could be picked up right now if you need the field goal percentage, but he's a good stream option there. You've got players like Aaron Nesmith you could also add in there as well. TJ McConnell, who's played pretty well recently and done well in the in-season tournament, he could be added as a streamer for assists and steals. Someone on the Knicks we need to look at next. They also have, I think Mitch Robinson's been ruled out, so Isaiah Hartenstein is a big-time streamer for this week for field goal percentage, blocks, and rebounds. Now, it's a little bit far away, so we don't know exactly how long Mitch Robinson is out, but even in backup minutes, he can be decent enough in a back-to-back situation for those categories especially. You're also looking at your Josh Harts, your Emmanuel Quickleys if they're available. Quinton Grimes, not so much. Dante DiVincenzo, who's now the starter, but still not a huge minutes guy, probably still more of a streamer. So you have a few options there for the Knicks and for the 76ers. Kelly Oubre Jr., I don't necessarily think he's a must roster player, but if he is available, you can definitely stream him for points and threes. You've got players like Nicholas Batum that might be there. Joel Embiid's been in and out, sometimes questionable, so depending on his status, you might definitely have to look at the Paul Reed stream if available there as well, depending on the availability of Joel Embiid come the Friday, Saturday. The other option we also have is the Friday-Sunday pseudo back-to-back. So if you have a full schedule on the Saturday and you can't fit any stream options in, you can add someone on the Friday and get them again on the Sunday where there's only a 5-game slate, so a lower volume day. So on that Friday-Sunday pseudo back-to-back, you've got the Celtics again. So they play 3 games in 4 nights. They've got that Thursday, Friday, and then the Sunday. So that's a good ad if you can get a Sam Hauser and you are streaming threes. He's a very good option for that 3 games in 4 days. The Houston Rockets, I mean, you're looking at players like Tari Eason for steals, blocks, some rebounds. He's definitely an option that we can have a look at. Maybe by then, Amen Thompson's getting some game time, although yet to be seen. We can have a look at him potentially, but not too many other options outside of that. The Pelicans, you're looking at someone like a Jose Alvarado for assists and steals. You might also still be looking at Dyson Daniels, depending on his minutes over the next couple of games. A few difficult decisions because their roster has been a bit in flux with some of the players returning from injuries. So Jose Alvarado is one of the ones I think. Maybe Najee Marshall, another one that pops to mind that you might want to have a look at there. The Orlando Magic, lots of options here. We've got Cole Anthony, who I think is a must roster player anyway. But Gogo Badadze, Mo Wagner. Wendell Carter Jr. is on the horizon to return soon-ish. They've been a little bit close-lipped about it. He might be back. He might not be back by this time. Not 100% sure. But if he isn't, those guys are still obviously good stream options. Players like Gary Harris are good ones for threes. Joe Ingles for threes. A couple of different options there. The Phoenix Suns are also, again, we're waiting to see what they're doing with the back-to-backs with Durant and Beal. But this is not a back-to-back, so those players will both likely be available, I would have thought. So it does limit the stream options a little bit more in that one there. The Spurs, you've got players like Sohan, like Trey Jones for assist streams. Maybe you can look at a Chetty Osmond for a three stream if you're desperate. Wait to see their lineups are up and changing. And for the Wizards as well. Tyus Jones, I still think, is rosterable or should be rostered in 12-team leagues. If you're in a 10-team league and he's available, you can add him for assists and steals. Players like Denny Avdia for rebounds, you can look at some guys like that over there. And Bilal Coulibaly for steals and blocks. Defensive stats. And on the Saturday and Sunday back-to-back, we have the Warriors, the Bucks, and the Trailblazers. So again, the Saturday is the busy day, but if you can stream that day and you want them for the last two games of your matchup, look at those players. The Warriors, you've got some players like what am I thinking about? The backup center. Dario Saric is the guy I'm thinking about. You can look at someone like Kevon Looney for rebounds. Maybe you're looking at a Moses Moody and monitoring that battle between the starting lineup between Wiggins or Klay Thompson. Looking at some of those guys. I think those are the main ones that we're looking at. Maybe a Kuminga, depending on how he's been going the previous few games in terms of a point stream, might also be an option. The Bucks, limited options, I think, here when it comes to streaming. Maybe if Bobby Portis is available, if you're in a shallower league, he could be someone for points and rebounds. Malik Beasley should probably be on a roster at this point, but for whatever reason, if he is available, he's an excellent threes streamer. There's not too many big names, I think, outside of that that shouldn't already be on rosters. So a little bit more of a tricky one for the Bucks. The Portland Trailblazers, Matisse Thybulle is always a go-to stream when it comes to the defensive stats. So he's someone I'd be looking at. We're not sure about the availability of Jeremy Grant, who is ruled out for the Monday. We also got DeAndre Ayton doubtful for the Monday. So by Saturday, the weekend after, I think both of them should be back. But if for whatever reason they're not, you've got a few other players available that you can stream through their front court there as well. Brogdon, I would have to think he's there by then. So their injuries will dictate the ability to stream their back-end players. But a little bit hard to project a week basically in advance without knowing the availability outside of the next game. So keep an eye on those ones there. All right, those are the back-to-backs. Let's talk about some streaming targets. Oops, I've gone back one. Let's talk about some streaming targets for Yahoo Points Leagues. Again, we'll just talk about some of the options that I think should be available in a decent amount of leagues and can have good weeks this week. So for fantasy points, we're looking at Keontae George, Derek Jones Jr., who has a great opportunity with no Kyrie Irving, at least for the next game. Grant Williams, I believe, is also out. And you've got no Josh... why am I blanking on his name? But you basically got a bunch of injuries over in Dallas, so I think you've got a big opportunity for Derek Jones Jr., who is not typically a big fantasy points guy, but has an opportunity this week, especially Tim Hardaway Jr. also stepping up into that role to fill some injuries there as well. Patrick Williams has been getting it done recently. Obviously, no LaVine for another couple of weeks, so he also has that minutes opportunity, usage opportunity there as well. Eric Gordon, a little bit less so now that Beal is likely to return on Tuesday, so he kind of falls down my list, but you might see a game with no Durant and then another game with no Beal, so he still maybe is someone that we can stream for fantasy points over that first back-to-back, and then I think we probably move on from an Eric Gordon. Jonathan Kuminga, he's on a hot stretch right now. It could drop very quickly. I'm not a big believer in Kuminga, but he can at least get out and get you some buckets, which helps for fantasy points leagues. And Orlando Robinson, If Bam was out for the entire week, he might be at the very top of this list. He's out for Monday, which is a high volume day. I think he's less valuable for points leagues, but still extremely valuable, and might be someone that you are happy to put in your starting 10. Less enticing in the high volume day, better if it was a low volume day, but if we got word that Bam was out for longer, he'd be a great stream for that reason. Let's go to categories leagues and the points category for those leagues. A couple of double up names here. DeAndre Hunter, although he is questionable, I believe, for the next game, so keep an eye on his availability. Tim Hardaway Jr., as we just mentioned. Eric Gordon, same thing. Jonathan Kuminga, Benedict Mathurin. Again, someone who can get up there, get hot, and give you some decent scoring. He is widely available. Norman Powell is another one. Again, if we see the Clippers sitting either or any one of those stars, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, or Paul George in either of those back-to-backs, Norm Powell will be one of the guys that really gets the biggest boost, along with Russell Westbrook there, who Russell Westbrook probably should have been in the previous slide for fantasy points leagues as well. So you can always have a look at him, especially if those guys do sit. Let's talk about the next category, three-pointers. Very, very easy category to stream. We've got a lot of great options here. Tim Hardaway Jr., who we've mentioned three times already. Eric Gordon, Sam Hauser, like we said, three games in four nights at the end of the week for the Celtics, so a good late week stream for threes. Dante DiVincenzo starting for the Knicks now. I don't think it's a massive boost to his overall value, but he can give you some points and threes and also some steals along the way. Corey Kispert is a great threes guy, and Harrison Barnes. Let's talk about rebounds. Great options this week with a number of starting bigs injured. So we've got Isaiah Stewart, who might, for the love of God, should move to the starting lineup with Bagley questionable. You've got no Jalen Duren, so surely they get him in the starting lineup if Marvin Bagley is not going, and they're not going to start James Wiseman. My God, that would be disastrous because... Oh, actually, no, I'm not even going to get into it. So he should be a good rebounding stream. Orlando Robinson, like we mentioned. Isaiah Hartenstein, we've got no Mitchell Robinson. It might be a longer or a medium-term kind of absence for Mitch Robinson. They haven't really said exactly what's going on. So Hartenstein might have value for the entire week, maybe longer. At least for the start of the week, he has some great streaming appeal. Josh Hart for the Knicks as well. Nick Richards, doubtful for Mark Williams, so Nick Richards might step into that starting lineup again. He was really good last game and is a great rebound streamer, and so is Denny Avdia as a bit of an unconventional non-big man rebound stream. The assists, a little bit harder here. Keontae George is not available everywhere, but in some leagues he is, so you can add him at least for nothing else to stream assists. Be mindful of your field goal percentage. Trey Jones, he's been playing 26 to 28 minutes a night recently and not starting at point guard, even though they've tinkered around with it. I still think he can be at least an assist streamer, as can Jeremy Sochan. A little bit less confident than I was a week ago when he was consistently starting, less so now, but he can still probably at least give you some assists. Kyle Lowry is still there. Killian Hayes is also starting, and I think he sticks there for a little while. And TJ McConnell benefits with the expected absence of why can't I think of his name? The other guard in Indiana, which I am failing to remember. I'm going to do this. I was going to move on, but no, I should be thorough. I do this all the time, and my mind just blanks on me because at the end of the day, I'm coming home from work, and I have mental brain farts. Andrew Nembhard, that's the guy I was thinking about that couldn't spit it out. So TJ McConnell is benefiting from the fact that Nembhard looks to be reevaluated in a week, so he will more than likely be out the entire week here. So TJ McConnell will pick up the slack there, and he can give you some really good assists in limited time. The next one here is the steals streamers here. So Alex Caruso, when he's able to get out there on the floor and stay out there on the floor, excellent steal streamer. KCP, we know we stream him for steals, not much else. Matisse Thybulle, like we said, one of the best in the game, especially when Grant is out. He's going to get boosts in minutes. He's been playing 30-plus the last few games, so he can provide elite steals in that time. Killian Hayes, great steal streamer. Patrick Williams, good opportunity, has been getting steals recently. And same with Bilal Coulibaly, the French phenom. He can give you three steals in any given game. That is what he's good at. Defensive stat number two, the blocks. Al Horford, remember, might be a chance to rest on that back-to-back. that the Celtics do have later in the week. Nick Richards, especially whilst Mark Williams is out, or if Mark Williams is out, he is doubtful. Derek Jones, he's going to have an extended run this week with plenty of minutes. He can block shots. Goga blocked 4 in the last game. Any given day, he can give you some really good blocks. So he is always a stream for that one. And same with Isaiah Stewart, especially if he does start at center, which I swear to God, he better. Lastly, the percentages, field goal percentage, a few of those big guys, Orlando Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein, Obi Toppin for the Pacers, Nick Richards, Mo Wagner, and Goga Badadze. Lots of great options for field goal percentage streaming this week with a lot of injuries opening up some good opportunities for those back-end bigs. Really, really easy to boost up your field goal percentage this week, in my opinion. And free throw percentage, a little bit harder. DeAndre Hunter, again, he's questionable, but if he's good to go, he should be okay for that. Grayson Allen, even with Beal returning, you've still got the question marks of the other guys in the back-to-back situation, so I'd at least get him in for early week if you're looking for free throw percentage. Harrison Barnes is always a good guy for free throw percentage, as is Emmanuel Quickley and Benedict Mathurin, I think, are also guys that can get to the line, hit their free throws at a good percentage. That will do us for the Week 8 preview show, guys. Make sure, if you are enjoying these podcasts, give these ones a big thumbs up over on YouTube. Make sure you give us also a good 5-star rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you listen to this on the audio version. And we will see you guys next time for some more shows. Until then, bye.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.